Pulling back across everything we covered today, a few threads stand out as genuinely worth carrying forward. The Herculaneum Scroll is the kind of story that benefits from sitting with it for a while. The combination of medical imaging technology, machine learning, and ancient scholarship producing new primary sources from material we'd written off as unreadable is a template for how these tools can serve humanity's deepest intellectual interests, not just its most profitable ones.
O'Malley's passing is a reminder that the quality of the conversation about technology depends on the quality of the people having it. The open source defense letter that came out the same week carries a similar message. The infrastructure that makes so much of modern life possible is sustained by people who care about it for reasons that go beyond financial incentive. And those people need community and institutional support, not legal exposure.
The Papers, Please Internet story is one I expect to keep developing. The legislative momentum behind age verification requirements is real, and the implementation battles over which technical standards get mandated will have lasting consequences for online privacy and free expression. This is a story to watch through the second half of 2026 and into 2027.
Apple's strategic pivot, IBM's chip milestone, and the framework USB-C complexity piece together paint a picture of hardware and software complexity compounding faster than our ability to manage it cleanly. That's not a pessimistic observation. It's an accurate one that has implications for how we design systems and what skills matter for the people building them.
Before we close, our time capsule moment. A few weeks back, we said companies with heavy EV exposure could face significant losses if adoption slowed. And sure enough, several EV-focused manufacturers have seen stock declines and revised growth projections downward as adoption in key markets has come in below earlier projections. We also said defense stocks should benefit from current tensions, and while that played out initially, energy stocks have been more mixed than we expected as supply disruptions got offset by demand destruction from economic slowdown concerns. We got the direction right, but missed the magnitude. And that's a useful reminder that economic systems have a lot of feedback loops that cancel out the effects you think you're predicting.
And now, as always, the important acknowledgement. Every story we discussed today came from the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. If any of these conversations sparked your curiosity, the Herculaneum Scroll, the AI security experiments, the Zig Devlog, any of it, go read the source articles and especially the HN comment threads. The community there brings expertise and depth that we can only gesture at in a 40-minute podcast. News.icombinator.com, genuinely one of the best places on the internet to think carefully about technology.
We also want to express sincere thanks to the tools that make this show possible. Claude Code by Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity powers our real-time topic discovery and research. These aren't sponsor reads. They're genuinely what makes it feasible for a small independent operation to produce this kind of daily coverage. And if you're interested in broader world events beyond the tech sphere, geopolitics, markets, international affairs, check out our companion show, Intellijix Daily News. Different focus, same commitment to depth over headlines.
Have a good weekend. We'll be back Monday with whatever the Hacker News community decides matters most. There's always something.